From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Tuesday, August 16th, 2022, and it's 3:52 p.m. when I'm recording the show. I'm up in the Mountain House, Trinity County. We are under a red flag alert for the next 24 hours because there is a thunderstorm warning on the nearby, and thunderstorm causes comes with lightning, and lightning causes fires out here. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. The smoke is kind of gone today. It's been a nice day out, except it's about 105 degrees out right now. Super hot. I am cooking on the grill again. Every day when I'm here, I'm making something on the Traeger grill because the wife doesn't let me cook in the kitchen. She thinks I'll make a mess. So, and she's right. But hey, I'm a dude. What do you want? What do you expect me to do? All right. So I'm cooking on the grill. I've got a slab of ribs going. I know Joe Pawlak. Happy birthday, Joe Pawlak. I don't know how old he is, but happy birthday, Joe. He is the master of cooking ribs on the grill. I'm also cooking those two pig legs that actually one and a half of those pig legs that I cut from the pig at the pig roast. The other one I'm attempting to make prosciutto with. I looked at some YouTube videos, and I should have put pepper on it first, but it's encased in salt right now. So the shank of one of the pig legs is encased in kosher salt, and you're supposed to keep it encased for a while. I'm up here till Wednesday, so I'll keep it in till I'm ready to leave, and then I'm going to hang it in the walk-in cooler, or bring it to San Francisco with me and put it in the refrigerator. But I'll probably hang it in the walk-in cooler. Then you hang it for a long time, like at least a month. So that's the plan. I'll let you know how that comes out. I've never done prosciutto before. I've done duck prosciutto. That gets done in, several days. And that came out really good. So hopefully this pig prosciutto will come out good as well. Let me open up the first beer of the day, Tecate. I'm parched. Oh, that is good. Oh, on a 105 degree day, the first one is always the best. All right, speaking of Joe Pawlak, the birthday man, he called in with a show review. If you can hear this in the background, that air conditioner is going. I'm going to have to leave it on. I apologize, but it is too hot to turn it off. So, Joe Pawlak, birthday man, welcome to the show.
Hello, Michael Butler.
Hello, Joe.
This is Joe Pawlak, Germantown, Wisconsin. How the hell are you doing?
I am super great. Could not be better. Thanks for asking.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. I'm calling in for a show review of Anthrax, Black Label Society, and Hatebreed.
When I was playing down in L.A. with J.J. Savage, they were playing down the street. We didn't find out about it until the next day. Andy, the drummer, said, "Oh, we could have gone and seen Anthrax and Black Label Society." And one of the guitar players, the new kid, is a huge Black Label Society fan, so he was bummed out he couldn't go. Back to you. Pardon me, I'm bummed. It was fun, Modelo or Tecate. Back to you, Joe Pawlak.
What was it? Friday, August the 5th at Menominee Nation Arena in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Assuming.
But before I get into it, let's have a cold one here. What do you say? I'm drinking that's good. Yeah. Trooper, Day of Trooper the Ale. Dead.
What is kind
of a malty British beer.
Is that a Day of the Dead Trooper? What is that considered? Day of the Dead IPA? Let's look it up, shall we? Trooper, let's see. Trooper, this is good for podcasting, I know. Day of the Dead beer. Okay, let's look and see what kind of beer it is. He's probably going to explain it to me if I just let him keep talking, but you know how I am. All right, Trooper Launch. Iron Maiden and Robinson's beer. Trooper Day of the Dead. It's a special edition because Cheshire, England, 4.7. So it might be a lager. Huh. Or I'm assuming it's an ale, right? Trooper Beer was following the huge success of blah, 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 no prayer, blah, 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 blah. We're delighted to bring a new version to this wildly popular limited edition label for a second year. I still don't know what kind of beer it is, but I'm sure you're going to tell me, Joe Pollock, so I'll just shut my fucking mouth and let you talk. I'm going to take a sip of this beer.
Oh, man, that's good. 12th one of the day, always the
best. 12th one back. I talked right over him.
Oh, man, that's good. 12th one of the day, always the best.
I hear you, friend. I hear you.
But anyway, to get to my show review, so I actually met up with a fellow Rock and Roll Geek member.
How fucking great is that, friends? I'm telling you, the Rock and Roll Geek Show is... I'm not doing it. Joe Pollack's the one initiated it, but it's bringing people together, friends.
Jason Gerken, who lives up not too far from Oshkosh, up in Neenah, Wisconsin. And so we met up, my daughter, Annika, myself. It was Jason, his buddy from back home, his wife, and his son were there.
Whole fam, two families.
Wife and son did not go to the show, but he and his buddy my daughter and myself went. Fantastic getting to know them, and like I encourage anybody, if you're anywhere around where any of the other geeks are, meet up. Always good time. I've yet to meet, Chris Capel wasn't that compelling, I'm just kidding.
every single person that I've ever met that's on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again, every person I've met is a good dude or girl. Is a good person. So I'm glad that the streak is still alive, Joe Pollock.
Everybody's been really cool, and it's always cool to meet up and meet new folks, especially when we all...
By the way, I got a Chris Capel. I probably said this yesterday, but I got a Chris Capel date report I've not listened to yet, but we've got that coming up in several days, within the next few days.
Of this Rock and Roll Geek Show community together. So good times, but enough of that crap. Let's get to the show review. So first up was Hatebreed. I don't know much about Hatebreed.
I think
their style is metalcore, which not really my thing.
Mine neither.
So I listened to some of their songs to kind of get a feel for it. And
time.
Again, not really my thing. But, you know, we gave them the courtesy. We sat up in the stands and kind of watched. It was a general admission show. But before I get to that, so we go in there and they were out of freaking beer.
What?
Okay. Out of beer.
This is a fucking Wisconsin venue.
They were out of beer
before the show even starts.
And it just blew my mind, at least at the main concession area in the front. So I went around the rest of the arena, and there was one in the back that actually had some beer. So that was good. But I was shocked, absolutely shocked. Matter of fact, I have to take a drink of this fine Trooper Day of the Dead beer just to get that bad taste out of my mouth. But getting back to Hatebreed. I don't know, not my thing. You know, it's kind of like a trailer park yard sale, you know? You might find something that you want, but do you really want to go to a trailer park yard sale?
Not really.
Yeah, no, think so.
Junk
store.
But
anyway, so they're playing their tunes, and all of a sudden I heard like a familiar riff, and I was like, what the hell is that? And I think it was their fourth song in. They played Bonded by Blood.
Nice.
Exodus cover. So that was cool. So I'm not going to go through the set list here because I don't know how many people, you know. I mean, I'd heard of them, Jamie Josta, blah, blah, blah. But
Is he in Hatebreed? Oh, he's got a popular podcast.
Anyway, it wasn't my thing. They were fine. They had their fans were down there moshing it up and having a good time. So good for them.
Yeah.
So next up was Black Label Society. Uh-huh. We all know Zakk Wylde used to play with Ozzy and has been doing this for a long time.
I went to see Black Label Society in San Francisco at the Regency Theater, Regency Ballroom. I'm going to go on a limb. It was fucking boring. He didn't talk. There was no talking between songs. It was boring. I left before it was over. I got bored.
set list on a playlist, and I kind of was listening to it. I'm like, yeah, it's okay. Not really my thing necessarily. But I thought, well, we'll go down to the floor. So we were about, I don't know, 20, 30 people back from the stage. Jason and his buddy were there with Annika and myself, and we kind of, you know, sat there and didn't know what to expect, but I was absolutely pleasantly surprised.
Good. I'm glad to hear
you. You know, they didn't blow my socks off by any means, but they were good. Like, Zach's voice was good.
How
he had another guitar player with him. I think his name is Dario Lorena.
Maybe I saw him on a specific tour where they were just doing certain material. I don't know. It seemed like it was almost all instrumental even.
And just, dude, they were trading solos, and it was really good. Zach was wearing this kilt and would always put his, you know, foot up on the riser right there in front of him, and then he'd get up there and play. And I was thinking, man, I don't know, does he wear anything under the kilt? I think tradition calls it that you don't. But I would hate to be in the front couple of rows and be subjected to that. So, but I thought they were great. I was, you know, I love going to shows and you're like, don't know somebody or whatever. And you walk away going, you know, I would see these guys.
All right, well, good.
Again, actually. So I'll quick through the set list. I don't think you're going to know any of these songs, but Funeral Bell, Destroy and Conquer, Overlord.
Oh, they did play Overlord.
Heart of Darkness.
Oh, good one.
A Love Unreal.
Oh, I love that one.
You Made Me Want to Live.
Deep Cut.
Then there was In This River, which was dedicated to Dimebag,
Daryl,
and Vinnie Paul, which was interesting because all three bands did a dedication to Dimebag and Vinnie. Which was nice. He sat down and I think he fired up the piano and played keyboards on that. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kind of slowed it down a little bit, but it was nice.
Power ballad.
Then Trampled Down Below.
Oh, he did try to play. I was wondering if he was going to play Trampled Down Below.
And I'm sure you're not singing it right now. Set You Free.
Ooh, that was a good
Fire
one.
It Up.
Oh, I don't like
and
that.
And then ended with the two songs that I was most familiar with. So that was Suicide Messiah.
Oh, yeah, he always plays that one. The hits now.
And Stillborn.
Oh, good.
But, I mean, I don't know. You know, metal, hard rock, whatever. Yeah, okay. It had a nice bluesy touch to it. They sounded great. Zach's voice was really good. So I was pretty impressed.
I'm glad.
Then we go on to the headliner, Anthrax, which
I'll give Black Label Society another chance if I get a free ticket.
Seen like a month ago. Yeah, it was like June 23rd or something. I saw them at Summerfest in Milwaukee, which was who I was there to see. I don't know. I've seen them 8-9 times through the years. One of my favorite all-time bands. Somebody on the Rock and Roll Geek Facebook page, which I know you didn't create.
I do approve people, though.
You know, ask them two questions to make sure they're not, monkeypox spreaders.
No, we don't want that.
But anyway, somebody had asked a question out there about getting into thrash and who were, you know, what are the, if you had one thrash album or whatever.
Among the Living.
You know, and I had put down a couple of different ones, but, you know, Spreading the Disease and Among the Living to me. Just, you know, represent that time and that era and that style very well. And Joey Belladonna's voice is still just fantastic. So we were down there for Anthrax. We got up. We were really close. I want to say we were maybe like 6 or 7 people deep. And, you know, I'm 6'4", and these assholes with their fucking phones, man. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Dude. I was just screaming at this guy in front of me because he would hold it so high. It was right in my line of sight. And I don't care if you want to videotape something or take a picture. Like, I get it, okay? That's fine. But hold the damn phone right in front of your face so your face is the one that's getting blocked, not everybody behind you. So I'm screaming at this dude, and it's funny. He turns around and looks at me and looks up and goes, oh, okay, I better put that down. Case, you know.
Yeah, this guy's going to kick my ass. That's why he's my bodyguard, friends.
You know. But anyway, so let's get into Anthrax. So, you know, the lineup for Anthrax, obviously Scott Ian's been there since the beginning. Charlie Benante, bassist Frank Bello, Joey Belladonna, and lead guitarist Jonathan Donis. He's been there for, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years now after Rob Caggiano left to go to Volbeat. Again, more useless information. But dude, they're so tight and so good and so much enthusiasm. And this is like their 40th anniversary tour, right? Uh-huh. So 1982, and these guys, I'm sure back in the day, you know, they were jumping around more, but super animated, super into it, loving it, you know,
and
getting the crowd going.
And they have good taste in music. Their covers are always well done. They have the same, I mean, they're like Cheap Trick, Kiss, Ted Nugent, you know, they have good taste in music that they grew up with.
Really, really fun. So anyway, I'll go into the set list here. So they had like this celebrity intro thing where it was a video with all these people talking about Anthrax. So they had Gene Simmons. They actually had Rob Caggiano. They had Kirk Hammett, Dave Mustaine, and they're all just talking about Anthrax, Anthrax, Anthrax. And it was really cool. And then, you know, the thing goes down and they jam right into Among the Living.
I can't sing any of these.
Among the Living.
Among the Living.
Among. And then Caught in a Mosh.
Caught in a Mosh.
And Metal Thrashing Mad.
So those are the madhouse.
Four songs, which just, that is thrash.
1-2 punch with the hits.
Defined. And, you know, if you're not into thrash that much, listen to those four songs.
They're great. They are
just fantastic. And Caught in a Mosh has one of the best lines in a song to me. You know, talking to you is like clapping with one hand.
Yeah, it's got humor in it.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. So anyway, so we're thrashing. There's a giant mosh pit going on to the left of us. People are flying into us. We're pushing them back and flying into us. And, you know, speaking of monkeypox, I hope the hell I didn't catch monkeypox from these yahoos that were there.
Did you have gay sex? All right. Oh, no, I'm just kidding, Joe Pollack. I'm just going by what they're telling me. It's gay skin disease. I ain't buying any of the bullshit, okay? But I'm not going to get political.
And then, you know, crowd surfing and all that. Like, old dudes, man. Like, there was a 60-year-old dude. It had to have been.
That's me.
Crowd surfing, you know, it's like, come on, man. But it's great. And, you know, you're going, I know all the words to all the songs and jumping up and down and having a good time. So yeah, Among the Living, Caught in a Mosh, Madhouse, Metal Thrashing Mad. Then they went to a cut off of Worship Music, which I want to say came out in like 2010.
Okay.
And I saw them on that tour. And to me, that album is kind of like Judas Priest's Firepower. It's kind of a late in their career, back to form, great songs, great songwriting. And they played The Devil You Know, which I like. Love that song a lot. Then they played Keep It in the Family.
Keep It in the Family!
Older one from a while back. And then Antisocial, which again,
you're antisocial!
It's a cover of a Trust song, but, you know, it was made famous by Anthrax, you know. You're antisocial!
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough singing. But great. Then I Am the Law, which was fantastic.
I am the law.
That was my introduction to
that.
Do I have
it? I Am the Law? Or do I have it? Let's see. For All Kings, I'm the Man. Savage 47, I'm the Man. I'm going to Bring the Noise next to you. And Madhouse, Enemy After Shot. Blah, 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 blah. Worship Music. Don't have it.
Back in the day was the Among the Living album. Then another one off of Worship Music, In the End, which, again, dedicated to Ronnie James Dio and Dimebag Darrell. Another good tune. Then they did one from actually the John Bush era, which I don't know how much Joey Belladonna sings John Bush songs, if ever. But Only. So that was there.
I don't know that one.
Then they started into the cover of a Public Enemy song that they did, Bring the Noise.
Oh, Bring the Noise. Yeah.
But they only played
They played L.A., the Public Enemy guys got up on stage and played that with them, I think.
You know, maybe a verse or two into the chorus. And so that was good. And then they finished with the song that everybody knows them for probably the most was Indians.
Cry for the Indians!
And like, you know, no encore. That was it. Like a super short set. I mean, I didn't time it, but it couldn't have been an hour 25, maybe an hour 30.
That's
which, again, I hate
now.
These super long 3.5 hour Bruce Springsteen marathon.
It just depends on how big of a fan I am. 3 hours is a little long, but I could do 2.5 hours if I'm a huge super fan. If it was Cheap Trick, 2.5 hour Cheap Trick playing all deep cuts, I'm totally into it.
Joe's like, give me a good hour 45, you know, so that I'm engaged the entire time, and then that's it. It leaves me wanting more. So they certainly left me wanting more.
That's good.
But super fun. Had a great time. You know, they're on tour now. I don't know where are they at. They're in Texas, and they go all over the place. So catch them if you can. Always a great show, seeing Anthrax. So I'll wrap it up here. I appreciate your efforts here on the dog days.
Thank you,
love
friend.
It.
Doing good. I'm glad to hear that, friend. I doubt you love it. But
hopefully,
thank you.
Gives you a little content here for your next show.
Yes, it does,
and,
friend.
As always, oh wait, one last sip.
I'll join you.
Stay frosty, my friend.
Stay frosty. You too. Thank you, Joe Pollock. Happy birthday, friend. Let's get together soon. He came to San Francisco, and we went out to dinner. We went to a Korean, or not Korean. We went to a hot pot place. Joe Pollack, next time you come to San Francisco, we're going to go to Korean barbecue. All you can eat Korean barbecue or wooden charcoal barbecue over on Geary. I should have taken you there instead of the hot pot place. After you left the next day, I said, damn it, I should have went to the fucking Korean place. When you come back, Joe Pollack, I'm taking you to dinner, Korean barbecue. So let me know when you're in the Bay Area again, friend. And you got a place to crash, too, if you need a place. All right. Well, by the way, you too can leave me an audio comment. Just talk into your phone, open the voice memos, and email it to me, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. I got a couple more, so thank you. Please keep them coming, friends. I'm in a little bit more update. I am almost done. I'm like 4/5 of the way done with the diving certification online class. I talked to the people at the store today. They're going to try to do a special class just for me and one other guy because their weekend certification classes are all full. So they're going to try to fit me in Monday and Tuesday of next week, depending on if this other guy is able to take off work and do it. And if he can't, then I'm not going to do the practical, the actual going out in the water course. So let's hope that happens. All right. Again, happy birthday, Joe Pollack. I hope it's a good one, friend. I hope you get laid or at least, hand job or something. yeah, enjoy your birthday. I don't know how old you are, but you don't look a day over 38. All right. Now, when I was looking at my Anthrax that I have on the iTunes, I came across Cowboy Song. Now, I've never heard this version of Cowboy Song. I'm assuming this is Anthrax doing Cowboy Song. I've never listened to it, but it's in my iTunes. Well, maybe I have listened to it, but I don't remember listening to it. So it's in the iTunes. We're going to hit play, and hopefully it's Anthrax doing Cowboy Song. Thank you for listening, friends. Rockandrollgeek.com is where you can find the show. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com is where you can email me. Facebook, R&R Geek. There's a Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group as well that I didn't approve, et cetera, et cetera. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek, Don't Ask. DogDaysOfPodcasting.com. This is day 16. Halfway done, friends. I did see a buck on the trail cam last night. And late, like 11 o'clock this morning, I saw him on the trail cam too. So that might mean I'm going to have to stay out in the tree stand all day. When the 20th comes. What day is the 20th? Please don't be on Monday. Please don't be on Monday when I have to do the certification. But if it is, it is. I got all the whole time. Well, fuck. Oh, no. Now I got a conundrum. Now I'm thinking it's Monday. I'm not going to think out loud on the Rock and Roll Geek Show, friends. All right. Thank you for listening. Here's what I think is Anthrax doing Cowboy Song. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends.
I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. Starry night, campfire lights.
Oh, thank God. The 20th is weekend. Good.
It coyote call.
Ow!
And the howling winds will. So I ride out to the old sundown.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.